欢迎继续锁定 Radio 774 Home Video 私房拷贝 I'm Jessie。 今天呢，我们要继续的和苏比来分享这部以美国乡村音乐为故事背景的电影《乡谣情缘》。
Hello everyone, I'm Susie. Let's see what will happen in the second part of the film Country Strong.
Driving to your house, remember when we first met, dancing on a Friday night.
昨天我们说到暂别歌坛一年的美国乡村歌手 Kelly Cantor 现在要复出了，她的丈夫也是她的经纪人 James 已经做了很好的安排。这一轮复出呢，一共有三场演出，最后一场他们要回到达拉斯。
Go back to Dallas. Tell us, we're gonna prove them all wrong.
James 呢，本来已经相中了一位年轻的女歌手 Charles， 要给 Kelly 的演出做暖场嘉宾。但是后来呢，他发现啊，妻子 Kelly 推荐的这个 Bo 也是一位非常有才华的歌手，所以他也向 Bo 提出了邀请，希望 Bo 呢能跟他们一起参加巡演，也给 Kelly 呢做暖场嘉宾。
I know her legs are still shaking. I ain't stupid. I also know this is the only opportunity she has to turn herself around.Maybe save her life. And I thought maybe since you were so concerned about Kelly and that you were her sponsor, that maybe you would come out on the road and help me take care of her.
在歌迷们的期盼中， Kelly 的复出巡演终于启动了，而 Bo 和 Charles 呢，作为暖场嘉宾和 Kelly 一起踏上了旅途。其中第一场的演出的这个票啊，卖得非常好，让 James 对 Kelly 的回归充满了信心。
But before going on, Kelly receives an anonymous package containing a bloody baby doll with a note reading "Baby Killer," referencing the baby Kelly lost when she fell off the stage in Dallas during her last concert before she went in to rehab.
这件事呢，大大的刺激了 Kelly， 让她的情绪一下子就崩溃了。
Kelly falls apart, starting drinking and almost refuses to go on.
Most people think I killed her baby, Jane.How would anybody think that? Tim, I think you're close to forgetting. Something happened and brings it back up.
Well, I'm not going to forget about Dallas. I have nothing to forget about.
What if we tried again? I bet you I could still get pregnant.
Kelly, listen. You've got a lot of people waiting out there.Get this over with, and then we go back to the hotel, okay? All right, then we get some fish and chips, we'll get in a hot tub. It'll be just me and you. You don't want to leave your fans waiting, so let's just get out of here.
It's me and you.
Let's just get out of here. Come, get out of the closet, Kelly.
No!
Come here, punk!
由于情绪失控， Kelly 呢失手打了丈夫 James， 让他十分内疚，于是呢他答应要登台表演。
She's coerced into going on stage by James. She begins to sing Country Strong, but breaks down on stage. She attempts to try another song, A Fighter, but breaks down again and is let off stage by her husband, ending the show.
事后呢， James 不得不与他的公关团队一起进行补救，声称 Kelly 呢是在演出之前吃了不干净的东西导致食物中毒。同时呢， James 还要努力的安抚演唱会的赞助商。
People are ready to forgive you, but you have to give them something they want. I've scheduled an emergency press conference and a make-a-wish appearance in Austin. Kid's name is
Travis,
and he has
leukemia.
Let's go, Peter, time to do some cleanup here
Thanks, JJ. We'll make it up to you next week.
She better put on a real pretty face. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
赞助商可不听 James 解释，他们说道 ,People are ready to forgive you. 大众会原谅你的。But you have to give them something they want. 但是你也得有所表现呀。当然他们也想尽力弥补这件事情，因此计划到 I've scheduled an emergency press conference.And a make-a-wish appearance in Austin. 我已经安排好了一场紧急发布会和一个在 Austin 市举办的许愿慈善活动。他最后还不忘了提醒 James 说 It's time to do some cleanup here. 该是做点善后工作的时候了。Clean up 原意是清洗或打扫，在这里可以理解为进行善后补救的工作。James 保证到 We'll make it up to you next week. 下个星期我们会补偿你的。Make it up to somebody 它的含义是补偿某人的损失或遭受的不幸。中间人 JJ 则警告 James 说 Fool me once, shame on you. 被耍一次是你的错。Fool me twice, shame on me. 被耍两次，那就是我的错了。言外之意就是仅此一次，下不为例。
在这次意外之后呢，凯莉似乎也恢复了正常的状态，而她的复出巡演呢还要继续。另外一方面啊，在巡演的途中 ，Beau 渐渐发现 Charles 并不是毫无内涵、只有美丽外表的乡村芭比。
Both Charles and Beau grows a bond, and Beau lets go of his earlier hostilities towards her.
Well, a woman in this industry, people have a habit of thinking I'm some kind of ignoramus. And my patches training doesn't exactly help things, so I have to overcompensate. You're not the only one who thinks I'm just a dumb beauty queen.
I've never called you a dumb beauty queen.
You meant ugly.
I'm serious. Anybody that says ignoramus so casually, that's not dumb at all.
在巡演的过程当中呢，即使坐在车上 ，Charles 也不忘了随时随地的学习和充电，因为他觉得呢，像他这样选美出身的女歌手呢，很容易被人看不起。
他说道 ，Well, as a woman in this industry, 作为在这个行道里面闯荡的女士来说 ，people have a habit of thinking I'm some kind of ignoramus.人们总是想当然的把我们这样的人看作是白痴。And my pageant training doesn't exactly help things. 我的选美经历也帮不上什么忙。So I have to overcompensate. 所以我只得自己努力了。
刚刚和 Beau 在谈话中呢，才说到他新学的这两个词。随后在说话的时候呢，他居然就把这两个词都用上了。所以看得出来 ，Charles 其实是一个很聪明的姑娘。
这两个词确实平时很少用到，大家注意到了吗？第一个是 ignoramus。I-G-N-O-R-A-M-U-S Ignoramus 它的含义是无知的人或不学无术的人第二个单词则是 Overcompensate O-V-E-R-C-O-M-P-E-N-S-A-T-E Overcompensate 它的含义则是指过度补偿或矫枉过正
那在第二站奥斯汀站的演出之前呢 Kelly 不得不站出来在新闻发布会上呢为之前演出中的失态表示道歉
I feel greatI feel better than I have in a long time, aside from the food poisoning incident. But all that's behind me now. And, I just want to say I'm really looking forward to playing for my fans here in Austin.
What about Dallas?
Dallas?
Yeah, your last date will be broadcast in Dallas, correct?
Yeah. We all know that Dallas and I have a history.And it's not such a good one. So I'm really looking forward to changing that. Thank you.
那在新闻发布会上呢，有记者提到了最后一站在达拉斯站的演出，显然呢这是一个敏感话题。
但是凯莉的应对自如，显示出她似乎真的摆脱了那段阴影。她说道 ：“We all know that Dallas and I have a history.”我们都知道我在达拉斯确实有过那么一段历史 and it's not such a good one 而且确实也不是一段美妙的历史 so I'm really looking forward to changing that 现在我很期待能够改写它
那在巡演的途中呢 Beau 也开始思考自己的位置他明白 Kelly 还深爱着丈夫 James 他觉得呢他和 Kelly 的情人关系应该结束了
Beau ends his relationship with Kelly believing it's no longer a good idea
Maybe we should stop thisYou're married, girl, you know.
Well, I've always been married.
Yeah, but just after today, I've been thinking that maybe I'm just not the best thing for you in your life. I want to be, but... Just trying to do what's best for you.
Since when?The world with you, Beau. Sometimes you don't have the faintest idea how to talk to women.
因为在之前的演出当中呢，表现出色，给凯莉暖场的新人 Charles 获得了如潮的好评。
Her fame is increasing with a high speed.
Stacey's calling you next, Carrie Underwood.
Really?
Yep, you're on your top 10 country artists to watch this.
How'd you know I had it in me?
I just took one look at you, darling. I mean, you might as well be holding up a stop sign.
Most people just pass right through.
Yeah, well, they'll regret it. Probably.
这天呢 ，James 拿着报纸，兴冲冲的去找 Charles。他说：“你看，外界媒体对你的评论是很高啊。”
显然，突如其来的赞誉让 Charles 有些受宠若惊。他说道 ：“How did you know I had it in me？ 你怎么知道我就有潜力的呢 ？”Charles 对自己并不是很有自信的。James 说道 ：“I just took one look at you, darling. I mean, you might as well be holding up a stop sign. 我看你一眼就清楚了，可能你现在的状态就像是在举着一个停车标牌。换言之，让大家都停下来关注你。” Charles 继续提到 ：“Most people just pass right through. 但是对于大多数人来说，他们可能看都不看就径直走过了。”而 James 则安慰他说 ：“They will regret it. I promise you that. 我保证，他们肯定会后悔的。”显然 James 认为自己看到了 Charles 的才华。
在巡演的过程当中，在商量曲目的时候呢， Kelly 是一直希望啊能够得到一首新歌 Coming Home 的版权，并且在演唱会上作为结束的曲目来演唱。但是这首歌的作者呢，却最终决定把这首歌交给 Charles 来演唱。发现了真相的 Kelly 非常伤心。
What are you doing here, Kelly?
That's my song.
I know you like the song, baby, but Bob sent some other songs over that were much better and much more appropriate for you. I like them a lot. This song, it was too, I don't know what, it was just
too... what? Too good, too young, what?
It wasn't right for you.
Fuck it.
You can't expect to be the toast of the town after the way you've acted.
Oh, believe me. You made it perfectly clear that I'm not the toast of anyone's town.
其实呢，把 Coming Home 这首新歌交给 Charles 来演唱，也并不是 James 做的主，是这首歌的作者觉得 Charles 更合适。但是显然 Kelly 发现了真相以后呢，他在责怪 James，
因此 James 也有些急了。他提到 You can't expect to be the toast of the town after the way you acted， 经历了这么多事儿，你不能再指望大家还把你当作女皇来看待。Toast 我们都知道它的本身含义是吐司面包的意思，也可表示向某人敬酒，而在这里它则是指极受欢迎的人。例如 After the success of her show, she was the toast of Broadway. 在这次成功的演出之后，她成为了百老汇最受欢迎的人。听 James 这么说， Kelly 反唇相讥道 Believe me, you made it perfectly clear that I'm not the toast of anyone's tongue. 相信我，你的意思已经表达得很清楚了，我不再是任何人的女皇了。
Kelly 这话呢，显然是话里有话呀。他说：“你也别拿别人当挡箭牌，我也很清楚了。别管别人怎么对待我，在你的心里，我也早就已经不是在那个最重要的位置了。”其实呢，说起来啊 ，Kelly 一直想挽回她和丈夫 James 的感情，但自从一年前因为酗酒在演出中跌下舞台而导致流产之后呢 ，James 对她已经开始失望了。而这次的巡演让 James 明白 ，Kelly 也不可能真的再回到以前的样子了。
Later, Bo admits to James about his affair with Kelly, which James answers him with a punch to the jaw.
You must not think I'm much of a man. I never said that.I'll always dance for her, you know. I know. She used to be tough as nails. What happened to her? I don't know. She had a fire in her. The only place she wanted to be was on stage. That was it.Well, then let's just stop right now. Before it gets any worse,
no.
Turn the bus around and put her back in rehab.
It might get better. She can get stronger.
You and I both know she's not getting any better.
You're just talking like her sponsor.
You and I both know it's never her sponsor.
这是 Bo 和 James 呢第一次很坦诚地谈起 Kelly 的现状，显然他们都很关心这个女人。
James 说道 ：“I don't always dance for her, you know. 我不是什么都依着她的，你明白吗 ？Dance for somebody， 它的含义可以表示 be obedient to， 意思是服从的或者是顺从的，也可以表示 make somebody satisfied， 使某人顺心顺意的。但是 James 不明白为什么 Kelly 现在变了。”他提到 ，She used to be tough as nails. 她以前像钢钉一样的坚强。I don't know when she got so fragile. 我不知道她从何时起变得如此脆弱。Beau 直接了当地说 Maybe she's done. 可能她的辉煌时期真的已经结束了。但是 James 还想继续挽救凯莉的事业。他说道 I can't let her go out like this. 我绝不让她的事业如此收场。但 Beau 则说 Then let's just stop her right now before it gets any worse.我们还是在事情继续变糟之前及时刹车吧。他建议道 Just turn the bus around and put her back in rehab. 我们应该调转车头把她送回乐戒所。
You must not think I'm much of a man. I never said that. I'll always dance for her, you know. Well, she used to be tough as nails. What happened to her?Fire in her. The only place she wanted to be was on stage. That was it. I don't know what she got so goddamn fragile. Maybe she's done. No. No, I can't let her go out like this.
Well, then let's just stop right now. Before it gets any worse.
No, no.
Turn the bus around and put her back in rehab.
I like it better. She can get stronger.
And I both know she's not getting any better.
You're just talking like her sponsor.
You and I both know it's never her sponsor.
显然两个男人心里都很明白，其实现在的凯莉呢并没有完全的做好准备重返舞台，但是 James 坚持认为这也许是他唯一的机会了。
Kelly goes to a bar to drink a lot because of her bad mood.Beau and Charles come to pick her home.
而在回去的路上呢 Kelly 和 Charles 也有了第一次平等的交谈。
I always wanted to tell her.
Yeah.
I will one day. I'm gonna have a daughter and treat her just like the fine Jenna. I'll tell her how to watch you.And I'm gonna let her drive whenever she wants. And I'll let her get her ears pierced.
I got my ears pierced when I was 6. I had my eye on these beautiful diamond stars. I told myself they were diamonds, but I'm pretty sure they were just CZs. My mom said I had to get the starting out earrings, and those were just...born old gold balls. You know, just the real plain ones. But she said I could change them out if I was responsible enough to clean them. But she never let me.
Well, they sound real pretty.
Yeah, they sound real pretty.
I think you can have one hell of a career if you want one.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't never had a man be so gentle with me. He's one of the little. He's one of the only ones.
His name was friends.
No, sweetheart.
Charles 呢，其实一直是很崇拜 Kelly 的。在车上呢，他还谈起了很多他小时候的故事。而 Kelly 呢，他其实也很明白 Charles 是一个很有前途的歌手，但是出于嫉妒呢，他对 Charles 一向都不闻不问，而且对他也并不是很和善。这次喝醉酒之后呢， Kelly 倒是说了一句真心话。
Kelly 提到 I think you can have one hell of a career if you want one. 我认为只要你一心一意认真追求，相信你一定会有美妙的前途的。 One hell of 是俚语，用于来表示加强语气，有时也可以相当于 very 的意思，表述很或非常，例如 It is a hell of a long way, 路远极了。
虽然 Beau 和 Charles 呢及时的把 Kelly 在演出之前带了回去，但是他已经醉得不省人事了，根本就不能上台，所以这一天晚上的演出呢也只好由 Beau 和 Charles 来撑场了。
However, Bo and Charles still do their opening act, and it is then that they first perform Given to Me for the first time together.
这首歌的歌词呢是由 Charles 创作的 ,Bo 对此非常欣赏。
This is our first time singing, so please be kind to me. I'm gonna wear you down. I'm gonna make you see. I'm gonna get to you. You're gonna get.
巡演的第二场呢又砸了，凯莉是不是真的再也找不回状态了呢？接下来第三场在达拉斯的演出还会不会如期进行呢？明天节目当中我们再继续的和苏子来分享这一部香遥情缘。
OK, do you still remember what we have learned in this part of the film? 首先在电影当中我们了解到了关于 clean up 这个短语的含义，可以表示清洗打扫，另外还可以用来表达处理善后事宜。另外呢，我们还接触到了两个比较难用的单词，一个是 ignoramus, 它的含义是无知的人，以及 overcompensate, 含义是矫枉过正或过度补偿。除此之外，我们接触到了短语 one hell of, 它用来表述加强语气，表示很或非常。当然还要提到的就是 toast, 这个单词的使用方式可以用它来表述极受欢迎的人。
Alright, that's all for today. 如果想在线收听和重复收听我们的节目 Home Video, 欢迎大家登录网站 www.am774.com, 当然也欢迎你继续锁定 Video 774收听外语广播接下来的节目英语 PK 台。 I'm Jessie, see you tomorrow.
I'm Sophie, see you next time.
Enjoy listening.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Enjoy learning.
I'm going to that corner there and turn. You stay in the car and drive away. Promise not to watch me go beyond the corner. Just drive away and leave me. As I leave you.
听电影学英语 Home Video Radio 774 Every Day
第七届赢在创意全球华语广播栏目大赛鸣锣开战，即日起至5月9号，我们面向全球征集广播创意，了解详情请登录北京广播网赢在创意官方网页，或拨打电话8501-3263 8501-3263，快来加入吧，谱写您心中的美妙音符。
小朋友们，4月13号朝阳公园会举办2014舒适活动，怪怪故事屋的阿玲姐姐和娜娜姐姐会到现场和小朋友们见面做游戏，另外在这里还会有很多适合全家一起玩的活动，别忘了4月13号星期日早晨10点到11点，咱们在朝阳公园办聚会喽 ！See you there。
想省钱省心省力学英语吗？快快订阅北京外语广播微信公众号吧，微信用户搜索公众号北京外语广播，就可以订阅北京外语广播的精选节目，每天向您推送听力学习资料、知识点解答以及最新的时尚生活资讯，让您充分利用每天的细小时间零敲碎打学英语。订阅北京外语广播微信，订阅您的英语学习好管家。